Our hero this night is Chuck Gibson this week. Chuck's our guest, and of course, Chuck's my partner in Celine Advisory. It takes a very strong person to both look at the realities of the big picture in the financial system today, and then deal with the trench warfare of managing money day to day, and doing it in a way that has both intellectual and human integrity. And the day-to-day management of our asset is where the money meets the road. This is where the real change is going to happen. Where do we take our money out of? Where do we put our money into? And the absence of markets necessarily moving in alignment with fundamentals is very, very sort of hard to deal with. But more importantly, we see significant government intervention through fiscal and monetary policy, or central bank through monetary policy intervention in the markets and in the economy that really do move us away from fundamentals in the long run. Certainly the too big to fail policy has moved us away from the fundamentals that we need to be accountable and to have markets really work, whether in the short run and the long run. And it makes it very painful to be a money manager. I put up on the and we're going to have in Let's Go to the Movies tonight a very interesting interview with Jeremy Grantham with Charlie Rose, where he talks about this problem of what it's like to manage money and manage it well in a world where the economy is not being managed overall on a fundamentally sound basis. And it takes great courage to do it, and it's something I very much appreciate in Chuck and some of the other people I work with who do a good job of it. You know, it wouldn't surprise me, and what I hope more than anything is that the discomfort of the investor group and the sophisticated investor group and the professional investor group, but the discomfort with the fundamentally unsound policies that we're dealing with starts to provide serious feedback that pushes leadership in the governmental area into something more responsible. It wouldn't surprise me, given how poorly the Chinese stock markets have done, if that feedback has been part of the shift into a new leadership in China, less corrupt, more committed to sort of good strategic direction over the long run. But let's hope that happens. But in the meantime, I think to the excellent money managers of the world, you know, they're doing a great job. We want them to keep doing it and have something more to say about it. Turning to Ask Catherine, I was amazed. There were almost no questions this evening, none on the blog, and only one so far on Instant Teleseminar. So please make sure, if you have questions as you're listening to the interview, that you go ahead and post them at Instant Teleseminar. Chuck and I pre-recorded the interview earlier this week, so we're going to play the recording. We, for logistics purposes, it's split into two parts, so we're going to get a brief intercession between the loading of the first recording and the second recording, and so we're going to play the pre-recording, and then Chuck joins us live for questions and answers. So as I said, please post your Q&A up on Instant Teleseminar.